It's been dark way too long in this place. That bright smile long gone been replaced. From ear to ear, I see that fear in your face. Tell me when the last time you felt.
You are listening to the Sweet Sessions podcast, a place where faith and life has a never-ending story. Thank you for tuning in to that place to get that weekly dose of vitamin S. And in this session, I want to take a slightly different approach to the normal podcasting practice by paying tribute to a very dear friend of mine that passed away. And in making this session, I believe from what you have heard thus far, it has brought us here to this session. So if you want to continue in this venture, please stay tuned as we pay tribute to a very dear friend of mine. And in this session is titled, An Ode to Flanagan. So without further ado, let's discuss it. What is a name? Yes, we know parents give us names, nicknames, and even surnames at birth, but I ask again, what is a name? What is in a name? Is it the personality that defines the name? Is it the characteristics that defines the name? Is it the stature or the status that defines the name? Whatever it is that you call him, whether it be Chuck, Chucky, Charles, or even Flanagan. To know this man is to have a friend for life, and he would accept whatever you called him. But I would call him friend. Flanagan and I first met at a dish pad of a local restaurant, to which he had asked me if I had a twin, and I simply replied no, but I do have a brother. In fact, I'm the oldest of three. See, he first met my brother and assumed it was me, and as he and I would connect on a different level, in a different plane, in a different time, in a different place, he and my brother would do the same. It would be safe to say that I'm dating this. As thinking back on it, it was Everlast playing his hit What It's Like in the background, as I never knew that this would be one of many songs that I would actually remember him by. And on top of that, there were three connections that brought us together as friends, and that was the gift of witty gab, punchlines at the time that seemed so comical, but in actuality, it was very sophomoric. In fact, it was so sophomoric, it was just like two dumb kids trying to make it in this big old world. And lastly, music. Wow, what can I say about music? Music, I believe, is the universal language, as it has a voice of its own that is forever connecting people. In one of many of our sophomoric conversations, we had plans to take over the world, and as we shared the same views over a movie that which we will not talk about due to Rule 1, we began debating if we should actually discuss this rule amongst each other, and I simply replied that we're not supposed to talk about it. And of course, he was so quickly to chime in with his wit, touche. All of a sudden, we're blue-lighted. And as he takes Lucy to the sky with diamonds to a whole other level, wow, what a trip that ended up in a mud puddle throwing an orange to watch the tracing tail over the night sky. He closes the night out in an M.C. Escher encyclopedia of drawings as he would watch the sun rise over the horizon. So I ask again, what is a name? And how will anyone that was ever acquainted to him to remember him by? Speaking of remembered, should I remember the good times or the bad times that we all as friends go through in life? And personally, I like to think of both. And I believe that that creates the friendship that much stronger as it grows into characteristics of brotherhood. This brotherhood should last multiple lifetimes. However, life gets in the way and unexpected things happen. So again, are we defined by a name? If so, what does that definition look like? On top of that, how should one act when given that name? Now I ask, what exactly is time? And how are we defined by this short time that we have here on earth? I am reminded of the moral exhortations from the book of James 4:14, whereas you know what time shall be on the morrow. For what is life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then it vanishes away, end quote. So many questions, so little answers. So I ask again, what exactly is time? Yes, we know it can be found in the opening song of the show Friends within a week, a month, or even a year, but what does it truly mean? Is time defined by the piece of machinery that's mechanically contoured to our wrist? Then tell us what time it supposedly is. So what is time? Is it that little hyphen contoured between two compound words or even possibly numbers, such as between birth and life? Looking at our trusty friend Webster's, time is defined as, quote, the measured or measurable period in which an action, process, or condition exists or continues, end quote. for me, I'm always reminded that time is and will always remain a social construct that we base a specific schedule around. And if one toddle of that schedule is disrupted, then it's like life being based around on that cup of coffee. And everyone knows how dictatorial this cup of coffee can be on one's day. And we all know if that cup of coffee does not get in our hands at that moment in that time, things can go awry for us within that time frame, and the rest of our day is completely distraught. So, is it the coffee fix or is it the caffeine fix? You take your pick. That's it. A disruption. Flanagan's untimely passing is a disruption, not in the sense of the coffee analogy, but for all those that cared and loved for him, as their lives will be forever changed due to this passing. You know, looking on it as a whole, I will remain further in debt to him, but in the sense that he is the inspiration for this session that you're listening to, but it goes farther beyond that, is he is one of two that helped created the mission that we are on in this podcast. Amid this inspiration, I am reminded of one of the last Facebook posts that he had implemented to the world of how he truly felt, which reveals an apology for taking advantage of time. Dated September 6th of 2023, quote, "Dear Time, I'm sorry I took you for granted. I should have appreciated you more. I didn't realize how precious you are. The first smile you gave me, the first dream I dreamt, the first girl I liked, the first tear I shed. You gave me my first everything, and you will give me my last as well. I thank you for the friends that aren't here anymore. We drifted for reasons not worth mentioning. Our pride got the best of us, but I thank you for the memories. I'm not mad anymore. I've let that go. The grays in my reflection are now what's left of me, and my time is limited with you. I will treasure the rest of my days with you. I hold you close now like my first true love. I am so sorry it took me so long for me to see this. Some lessons have to be learnt and not taught. Dear Time, please forgive me." End quote. Author unknown. My confession. My dearest friend Flanagan, time is indeed precious, and I want you to know that our friendship was never in vain. And furthermore, I miss you, man. I truly do. To be fair, we both allowed these said influences to become wedges between our friendship. These wedges gave way into the causation of not only our friendship slowly drifting apart, as friends tend to do, but this causation is like those friendly faces that were in celebration in the hallways between classes, and over time, those once upon a time celebrated faces have now turned into blank stares and passing down the hallways in life's journey. My friend, death is never easy. As a matter of fact, it's one of the hardest things the other party could ever go through, which I believe now is a running joke, as in tragic. We never truly heal. We have just learned to accept that the departed has found their peace within two areas that they were looking for before leaving Earth. It is hard dealing with those conversations from yesterday that play over in your head like a reel, as those voices eventually become faded as the sunset on a hot summer day. This is what the characteristics of true friendship feels like. It truly is hard dealing with someone you shared so many conversations, disagreements, fights, laughter with, and now what would you give to hold that one conversation, that one disagreement, that one fight, that one little piece of laughter? What would you give just for one more time to converse with the ones that have departed? I have concluded that when counting in seconds, 24 years is but a short time. There were many things that we disagreed on, but on top of that, there were many things that we did agree on. Once upon a time, I recall phoning you while listening to Johnny Cash playing in the background, and I wanted you to know that I loved you, buddy. The irony is that this song is now forever playing amongst the huge repertoire that I actually have. I see a darkness. I see a darkness. It forever plays within my head. I now see a darkness, and that darkness is that you are no longer here, and it truly sucks. My dearest Flanagan, you are my unbeaten brother. And shall I see a darkness? I want you to know that how much I loved you. You're my friend, And that's what friends do. And as you have learned from the previous sessions, for every problem, there is always a solution. In this case, the solution to this comes by the way of art therapy. In this case, podcasting and therapeutic audio journaling. See, this is me sharing my experiences of what I had to go through, my absence of loss due to my friend's untimely passing. And in conclusion, Peter Pan once said, "Never say goodbye, because goodbye means going away, and going away means forgetting," end quote. Mr. Flanagan, I will never forget you, and I want you to know that I love you, my friend. I miss you. And to quote that movie that we're not supposed to ever talk about due to Rule 1, his name was Charles Flanagan. His name is Charles Flanagan. His name is Charles Flanagan. I believe that comes to an end of this session, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on the next adventure. You never know where end up. And until next time, and as always, and most importantly, be kind and share a smile with one another, for a kind smile can go a long way. Heard you looking for a hero. Well, look up. Yeah, no more running from that bad guy. Don't worry about it. I'm right here. What's up? I know that journey been hard for you. Okay, I ain't giving up. We ain't giving up. I got the heart of a champion. If I get knocked down, I get back up.